Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Thursday, the 17th of December 2025. Today's topic is When the Wine is Finished. Our text is taken from John chapter 2, verse 1 to 11. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, They have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus saith unto them, Fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, Draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bare it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, Every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. Verse 11. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Key verse, John chapter 2 verse 8. And he saith unto them, Draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. Wine and food in a feast such as wedding, naming or graduation ceremonies points to the fact that the people coming to grace the occasion will be well taken care of. It will be a disgrace to the host if the food and drinks are not enough to go round everyone. Susan invited her friends to her elder sister's engagement ceremony taking place in their family house. Her parents assured her of enough food and drinks to go round. She was excited about the program. During the course of the ceremony, it came to her knowledge that the food will not go round. She immediately contacted her mom, who assured her that all her guests will be fed as she has ordered for more food. Susan was so happy to hear that. Jesus was invited to a feast in Cana of Galilee. Suddenly, it was discovered that there was no more wine. Mary, the mother of Jesus, then told him about the problem. Jesus then performed the miracle of turning water to wine. He was able to save the bride and groom from serious embarrassment. The presence of Jesus in any situation makes the difference. Run to him for solution, and you will never regret it. He will solve all your problems. Prayer for today. Lord, be my help in times of trouble. In Jesus' name, amen. Further reading, John chapter 4 verse 46 to 50. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.